The two Ohio counties were seeking $8 million to cope with the costs they've incurred from the opioid epidemic. They settled for considerably less, $260 million. Still, it's being considered an important win.
What I think this does is it provides a data point, one measuring stick that all the sides can say to themselves, this gives me some information I didn't have previously about what a federal opioid case might be worth.
Lenny Bernstein's the health reporter for the Washington Post who's been covering the trial. In settling, the counties avoided months of expensive litigation and the risk of being awarded less even if they won. And while several hundred million seems like a big step down from the billions being sought, Bernstein says other states and counties are likely to get even less.
Because if you were to extrapolate 260 million across what, thousands and thousands of counties, that would reach a number that none of the entire drug industry couldn't pay.
Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.